All right, and welcome back to another episode of I Love You But You're Wrong. This episode is going to be about our social lives, or
growing up and coming into our own. One of the toughest growing
up
subjects.
In young adulthood.
I feel like it's one of the tougher things growing up.
Yeah, you always see those memes where it's like you can have three. But you can have one.
You can have two.
Two, but you can't have all three or something. Yeah. And it's like money, sleep, time, a social life or something. I don't know. So we're butchering that meme. But
Good one.
It's a thing. I've seen it.
Anyway.
So my brain's a bit mush. And I apologize if I sound sick. I have strep throat, but I'm on medicine.
Yeah.
So I'm not contagious, which you don't care because you're listening anyways. But
you can't get it through the phone.
Yeah, so that's been a little bit of struggle this week.
That's all right. I think we'll let it slide.
I think we'll be fine. So I'm going to start with my weekly find.
Good.
So it's kind of funny. I think it's funny. It's a funny story.
Great start.
So we went to Ryan's aunt's house on Thanksgiving, and she gave us like a little box of like Christmas stuff and like stuff for my school because she's
a
teacher. Well, yeah, and a Beanie Baby bat to like just so our house wasn't bat free. I don't know, because haven't heard about our bat episode,
it's
in the title. I don't know, it's in the title. Just scroll down to like our more like beginning episodes and you'll see it. It's a funny story, but so she gave us a bat to remind us. But anyways, she gave me stuff for my school, and then she gave me stuff for she gave us to decorate our house. So it was like some a Christmas like rug, and then there was like a little Christmas house, like, you know, there's like little figurine houses,
right.
And I was like, oh, that's like super cute, and like my mom has a bunch at like her house. But so we put it on our table, like with all our decorations and everything. I don't know if you saw our Instagram picture with that, but you'll see it in the picture. It's like a little house, and the back of the house is facing Ryan, and like he always sits at that chair, and then the chair I sit at, I see the front of the house. So I had a friend come over today, and I was sitting in Ryan's chair, and I'm like looking at the house, and there's like meanwhile the house has been out for like at least a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There's a little switch on the back of it. And I'm like, huh. So I flip the switch and the whole house lights up and it's so cute. And literally Ryan has never turned it on or like even like been curious about what the switch does. He just literally sits there and doesn't even notice that the house lights up. So I'm like, Ryan,
in my defense,
look, it lights up. And he's like, huh.
In my defense, I have guy eyes. So I don't see things I'm supposed to see, I think.
So I'm super excited about it.
I am so excited.
It's not a weekly find that you can like really act on. I mean, you can, but like we know these things exist.
We acted on it. You acted on it.
Yes, but like it's cute because it lights up. So like then in like at night we normally just have like our Christmas trees lit and like one of the kitchen lights on, not all of them. So it's like a little dark. But then this house lights up, so it looks super cute. I don't know. I think it's cute. I like little things like that. Like before we moved in, I bought this little tree that lights up from Michael's, and I mean it's just in a windowsill, but
and we've never lit it up.
Don't want the batteries to run out.
Just refill the battery.
I don't know. I don't know. I like little things like that. Little
you
knickknacks.
You like things that light up.
Just like little figurines. I don't know. They're cute.
Yeah.
So that's my weekly find.
Just wait. Soon enough, we'll have a Nook in our house with a bunch of clown figurines or something.
I don't like clowns. Okay.
We'll be that family.
No. Okay. So that's my weekly find. Ryan, go ahead with yours.
Okay. Do you like comedy? Yes. Everybody likes comedy, right? I mean, everyone does.
Are you asking the podcast
listeners
or me? Because you're looking at me.
No, I'm just saying. Do you like storytelling? Yes. Everyone likes storytelling. So last week, I told you guys about... What?
That's weird.
Why? Because I'm introing? Anyway, so last week, I told you guys about my second favorite podcast, Your Mom's House, which if you haven't heard it, go listen to it. It's really weird and really funny, but it's not quite a storytelling podcast where... My favorite podcast is, Now, my favorite podcast is a podcast based out of LA, but the guy who runs it, well, it's two guys, the guys who host it, one of the guys is from Baltimore.
Wait, are those your top two?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to...
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
I listen to it. I feel like I like some of his stuff.
You were all about it for the longest time.
Well, it was good because he kind of introduced me to other podcasts.
But you like got tired of him.
Not really tired of him, but I listen to some of his podcasts. It depends on what he has.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's another really dope one. I mean, he's super famous. So, I mean, everybody knows who he is. And he has some good stuff. He has a lot of
Well, not everyone. I didn't know who he was until Ryan talked about him.
Okay. Most people know who he is.
If you don't live under a rock, which yeah, apparently I do.
Anyway, so this one is hosted by a guy named Ryan Sickler and Jay Larson. Jay Larson is out of L.A. I think he might be out of Oregon or something like that. He's from Boston. I'm an idiot. He's from Boston. He lives in L.A. They both live in L.A. now. Ryan Sickler's from Baltimore. He actually grew up in Mount Airy. And his dad owned a junkyard
in Mount
Airy. It's like
20 minutes from our house.
Yeah. So he's kind of from around here. And so it's a storytelling podcast, which is actually, unfortunately, ending on Christmas this year. But they're going to keep all their stuff up. And if you still like it, Ryan Sickler is going to stay on that page and host something called The Honeydew. And the way he explains
it... So it's his own podcast.
It's his own podcast. They're separating. And they just said it's too hard to get two people in one room once a week. Two comedians. So... Anyway, I'll listen to the Honeydew, and I can review that later for you guys, too. But the Crab Feast is a really, really good podcast, and it's hilarious. If you can get it over, Ryan Sickler has a crazy cackle. But if you can get
like
past
his
that...
His laugh is silly.
It's silly. But if you can get past that, the stories are great, and they're so funny. I would highly recommend it. It's not weird like Your Mom's House. So, I mean, if you go and you watch Your Mom's House and you're like, this is so weird. Why the hell did Ryan, like, tell me to listen to this? But if you go to this, you'll understand. It's really good. And it's heartfelt. And they're good guys. So, I would highly recommend it.
How long are their episodes?
Their episodes range, normally it's like an hour, hour and a half.
And how many do they put out in a week?
Once a week, every Tuesday, they
and
say.
Every
Tuesday.
Where can you find it?
You can find it anywhere. I listen to it on CastBox. You can listen to it on CastBox, you can find it on Apple, you can find it, I think Stitcher has it.
Probably all of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. Do they have, like, an Instagram for it, or?
I don't think so. Okay. Jay Larson has his own Instagram, and Ryan Sickler has his own Instagram.
Gotcha.
If you're a fan of stand-up, I would highly recommend listening to, if you have Spotify or something, listen to Ryan Sickler's newest album. It is so funny. And just check it out.
And you're going to talk about a different guy for stand-up next week, right? For your weekly find?
Sure.
Isn't that what we're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not the best one with you.
Make me sound dumb.
Yeah, no, I have another guy that actually, surprisingly, Lydia hates stand-up.
Yeah.
And she likes him. She thinks
we
he's
were
hilarious.
Driving back. My friend had like a little Christmas thing at her house yesterday. Today we're recording this on Sunday. So she had it on Saturday. And we were driving back from Baltimore and like... I like listening to Christmas music, but Ryan really wanted to listen to, like, comedy. He thought I would like it. And I was, like, super, like, don't feel like listening to it, but whatever. Like, we'll try it. And I actually was laughing. It was actually funny.
It was scary.
I don't laugh at TV shows. I don't laugh at movies. Like, I laugh at, like, in-person situations, but I don't really laugh at, like, things like that. But it
was... So what you're saying is you're a psychopath.
No. He's funny. Some of his stuff is like, ew, but he's funny.
He's not raunchy, though.
He's like a, well, we'll talk about it next time.
Because, yeah, we'll get into it all, but he's very funny. And we'll
okay.
Just check his, check, listen to for it next.
Okay,
next
so weekly find recap, Light Up House, and Crab Feast.
So yeah, Light Up House, more interesting.
Not a light house, a light up Christmas house.
Wow. Good distinction.
Great. So, into the meat of the episode.
Meat of this here burger we got here.
We're doing our social life episode. So we figured we'd start like talking about
part
like
of being an adult. Growing into an adult.
I mean, I guess it like social life is like your whole life. It affects you like your whole life. So
well, I understand that, but I'm saying it's the toughest part of being a young adult, I think, is the change of your social life.
For some, yeah, maybe.
For most people, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
separate.
So we figured we'd talk about like our social life growing up first and then like our social life together and then, like, kind of our own thing now. Like,
if you guys have any hilarious stories, crazy stories from growing up about your social life or anything like that, put it in the comments. Let us know. We would love to read it. Just let us know if you have any crazy stories.
Yeah. So Ryan said he wanted to start with his social life growing up.
So growing up, let's see. I spent a lot of time outside, right? I feel like everyone did our age in our generation. Mm-hmm. Never really had a hard time making friends or anything. Mm-hmm. I was never very popular growing up, I don't think. Mm-hmm. At least I don't remember being. I was kind of nerdy. Kind of a string bean.
Where did most of your friends come from?
The neighborhood. Yeah. You know, like just kids I knew, and actually the neighborhood we live in now.
Yeah.
You know, so I think before this house, when I was really growing up, I only had maybe three or four friends. So
from school or the neighborhood?
Just the neighborhood. I mean, in school, you at that age, you see people, you don't really hang out with them outside of school, you know, for the most part. I didn't until like maybe third or fourth grade.
Like if you do extracurricular activities.
See, I mean, I did, but I mean, I don't have any memories of really anybody I was super close with then, mm-hmm. you know? So that was me growing up, but I never had a hard time making friends. I had a ton of friends at school,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, I think I did, you know, I might not have, I might be misremembering that. But.
So you're talking about elementary school?
Elementary school, yes.
So then how did like middle and high school look?
Middle school, I had a handful of friends, I think, handful of good friends. I mean, I knew everybody. It was mm-hmm. I went to a small middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I was never one of those really popular kids ever. But in high mm-hmm. school, it kind of shot up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I got more popular. I was playing sports more.
Mainly you football. Were the captain.
Yeah. I mean, not really freshman year, but I mean, later on, yeah, I got mm-hmm. more popular. I was kind of a dick. Mm-hmm. I was totally an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But I had friends. I was never the type of person that would belittle other people.
You weren't a bully, but you were still just
I was
like
kind
an
of
asshole.
A bully. I will not lie. I was kind of a bully in certain situations, yes.
Yeah, to that kid with that list.
Yes. Oh my God, that's a story. So, no, I can't.
No.
I can't. But, yeah, no, I was totally a bully to this one kid, but all my friends were, and it was, that doesn't really make it.
So, everyone's about to turn us off because Ryan used to be a bully, but he's not now. He's friendly. He's a friendly elf.
Yes. But, no, so growing up in high school, I never really had any problems making friends. I was never the type of person to really shut people off or anything like that. But then after you get out of high school, it all changes.
Should we include, like, dating life in this? Or is that, like, a separate one in itself?
I think that's a separate one in itself, at least for me. Because, you know, I was just swimming it, you know?
Yeah.
But that was me growing up. I mean, do you want to go past that?
No, I feel like growing up is, like, up until high school. And then, like, after that,
Okay. So how about you?
So me growing up... Like, when we talked about the time management episode, we talked about how, like, I was always super busy. So, a bunch of my friends would come from, like, my activities that I did. So, like, gymnastics.
So, a recap, like, how many...
Like gymnastics, I had friends from gymnastics. Girl Scouts, I had friends from Girl Scouts. Soccer, I had friends from soccer. Dance, I had friends from dance. Like, literally from everywhere.
But would they,
and
like,
then,
come over your house and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the difference between you and me, then.
Like I would have like play dates or whatever. Yeah. And then like also my neighbors were like really good friends. Like I was best friends with the people that live next door to me and then across the street from me. And like every day after school, if I didn't have an activity, like we would be outside playing, just like Ryan said, riding bikes.
That was your generation, I think. Because that was that was before like everybody had a computer in their house. I mean, most people did, but not everyone did.
Yeah. I never used like electronics when I was like little. Like I'd watch, there was like one TV show I would watch. It was called Zoom. If anyone watched Zoom.
I never watched Zoom. I don't know.
Like no one did. It's like it was like an educational show where
the
they
lemur?
Would like, no, that's the Boomafoo.
Oh.
I watched that when I was like little. But like Zoom, it used to come on Tuesdays at 4:30 and they would like do like science experiments and like cooking experiments. And like, it was like educational.
It was
probably
education?
On like, what is that, PBS or something?
Probably. My education was Cartoon Network with, like, Wile E. Coyote
so, like,
and all that.
So, I didn't watch a lot of TV. So, I was always either at an activity or outside. Right. And, like, I was always, like, with the neighbors. I didn't really, like, spend a lot of time by myself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
because I was either with my family or, like, friends.
And you were too busy to think about it, really.
Yeah. So, like, now when I have alone time, I don't really know what to do with it. Right. But, so, like, growing up, I was always pretty busy. I wasn't very popular, I would say. Like, I was friends. No, I wasn't. No, I was, like, friends with people that were popular, but me, myself, was not popular.
I don't know.
There was, like, different groups. There was, like, athletic popular, like, in high school. There was, like, athletic popular, and then there was, like, drama popular, and then there was, like,
that's
just, like,
typical too, I think.
Party popular, and, like, I wasn't any of those, but I was, like, friends that were, like, athletic popular.
How big was Century? How big was your school?
I think there was, like, 200-ish in my graduating class.
Oh, wow. So, my graduation class is 250.
Okay, maybe the 250.
Yeah, it's probably much.
It's like the same size.
I always assumed you guys were bigger.
No. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. And, like, the people that I went to elementary school with, I went to middle school with, I went to high school with. So, I knew these people growing up. So, like, you basically knew everybody already. Like, going to high school was nice because then you could meet, like, people in different grades. Like, grades didn't really, like, cross-populate in, like, elementary and middle school. But then in, like, high school, like, I was friends with people in other grades because of sports. Like, I did soccer and track in high school. And, like, I had friends that were in different sports, like field hockey and basketball and volleyball. So, I feel like I had a lot of more friends in high school. Like, there was a big group of, like, pretty close friends that we would always hang out and do stuff together. Mm-hmm. But I actually, like, in high school, I was busy, but I also, like, hung out with people a lot. Like, I was always over at my friend's house. Like, my friend Kylie, I was, like, not home a lot. And I could drive, so, like, it was easier to go places.
I mean, that's later in high school, though. I mean, what'd you do freshman, sophomore year? You couldn't drive then. Were you home that more then?
I don't remember. I mean, I played club soccer in high school, too, and that was year-round, so I would always have tournaments.
Yeah, see, I
would have, like, regular, like, high school practice every day after school and games, and then I'd also have, like, club practice twice a week and then games or tournaments on the weekend. So, like,
that's crazy.
Most of my social life came from athletics because most of my friends were athletic, too, so.
I feel like it's for guys in our generation, I feel like it was easier because
you play one sport and you don't play club.
Well, no, there's a lot of guys that play club. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, because I feel like most guys, at least at my school, had a down season, right? They had a season, like, for me, it was winter. I did winter sports. I did wrestling once, and that's it. I mean, for a year. And my other 3 years in high school, I had a down season where
a lot of girls didn't do winter sports. Like, yeah. I did indoor track.
But look at it this way. Guys could, like, it wasn't a stigma against guys to have video games, and you could reach a lot of people that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I met most of my friends. That's how I met Jordan. Yeah. Was through video games. My best friend now.
But you went to high school together.
We went to high school together. We had no idea who each other were until we were playing video games with each other. So, I mean, it's different, I think, for guys and girls.
Yeah.
About, like, how you meet people. So, I rarely left the house. I mean, honestly, I came home, did homework.
In
high school, yeah. I came home, did homework, maybe hung out with Jordan.
Yeah.
Because he lived down the street, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like that was the big difference between us because you were so busy you couldn't even think straight, I think.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was either at sports or at another activity. Like, I played piano, too, but that wasn't social. It was, like, by myself.
Yeah, no, that's
social. Well, social life also growing up, I, like, did a lot of church stuff. Like, I was involved in, like, the youth choir and the youth group. And so that was, like, pretty much Sunday social stuff. So, like, my social life was kind of more based on the activities I did. It wasn't just, like, hanging out with friends all the time. It was, like, I was always at an activity with friends. It wasn't just, like, random hanging out, like, play dates, like, in elementary school.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean,
so that's, like, growing up.
Yeah. It's crazy how it changes as you grow, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, like, our social life now, like, together, like, how's that look, Ryan?
I mean, we hang out together.
But, like, what do we do, like, with other people?
Other people? I mean, it's hard now.
Yeah, but, like, who do we hang out with a lot?
I mean, we invite people over. Usually we'll hang out with family more so than
anything.
That's
what I was getting at.
Yeah. I mean, we hang out with family more than we hang out with friends now, which is not a bad thing.
Ryan's family is super close by.
Yeah.
And my family's not far either. So we'll normally, like, see mine at least like every other week.
Right.
It's been more so recently.
Yeah. I mean, we try to make time. It's tough when you're trying to make time with everything.
Yeah.
Because work takes up a lot more time, I feel like, than school did.
Yeah.
And at least in school, you get to see your friends.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just crazy now.
Yeah. But it's nice because, like, your family gets together a lot.
I feel like. I think that's important.
Like, if the Ravens game's on, like, sometimes his parents will just be like, hey, you want to come over?
Right.
Like, that kind of thing. Or, like, if Ryan takes Maggie to his parents' house for the day. Because, so this week... Sorry, I'm about to cough. This,
I didn't know what you were about to do.
This week, like, I've been walking her in the afternoons because I'm not babysitting anymore. So, like, I'm home in the afternoon. And so I had been taking her for a walk every day after work. But, like, I have strep and I felt horrible and it's been rainy. So, like,
and the only thing that would make you feel better is taking a shower and then you have wet hair and then we go outside.
Yeah, so I wasn't taking her for walks. And she literally was, like, just going crazy. And, like, because she's been inside and she's a bigger dog. And, like, I know, like, she needs, like, to get her energy out, but, like, I literally couldn't take her out because I was so sick. And so Ryan, like, texted his mom and was like, hey, can, like, we bring Maggie over? And she's like, of course, like, always. So, like, she was there on Friday, and I was here, and I really missed her, but I knew she was having fun and getting all her energy out, so.
For the most part, I don't know if you can.
She's currently asleep, so.
She didn't sleep at all today.
Yeah, I had a friend over, and she didn't sleep at all. So she's asleep right now, but so like that's nice that we do stuff and like your grandma's close by. Like yeah, we went.
It's so important
there last
to
Sunday,
stay with your family. Saturday. I think because it's easy to lose track and not hang out with your friends, but I feel like it's so important to stay with your family.
Yeah,
they're the ones who are going to be there. You know.
Yeah, but also
so,
like
that's good. It's good that we at least get to make time for our family.
Yeah,
so.
But also like other stuff like together. Like if I have a friend come over, Ryan like knows and likes all of my friends pretty much. So like, mm-hmm. like there's a few that if they come over, they'll sit there and drink beer together, and I'm just like there, and I'm like, hey guys, I'm here.
I'm a bad influence. What you're saying.
No, I'm just saying no, like you like to hang out with them, and then the other week. Your friends came over and played Super...
Mario Party.
Mario Party.
So Mario Party is a game where it's a party game, mm-hmm. like it sounds, but it's like a board game that you play...
Mini games.
Yeah. So like there's a board and you pick a different Nintendo character, say like Mario or Yoshi or somebody like that, Donkey Kong, people like that, and everybody picks a character and they play a board game, but it's on the TV and you play mini games with each other throughout the time. So I got Lydia involved. And I think you had a good time, right?
Yeah. And I've met his friends before. They're really nice.
Yeah. I mean,
but
we have...
they mainly...
See, that's what I'm saying, though. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
That's what I mean, the difference between girls and guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to talk about, like, what you normally do with your friends nowadays?
I feel like it's easier for us, me and my friends, because we can get on PlayStation and just... hang out there, and we could talk to each other. As weird and as lame as that sounds to some people, I'm sure, it is a good way to at least stay connected.
So most of the time when Ryan's, like, hanging out with his friends, he's really just, like, at home, but he's, like, online a game with them, like, on a, they call it, like, a party.
Yeah.
So he's, like, talking with them. But what I find weird is, like, you guys don't talk about, like, life stuff.
See, I'm not sure if that's a
guy. Is that a girl and guy thing?
I think it is.
Because, like, when I hang out with my friends, like, we'll go to lunch, or we'll go to a movie, or they'll come over here, and we just, like, hang out and talk, and, like, catch up with each other. Which, like, I'm, like, I'll ask Ryan, like, something about his friend, and he'll be like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, don't we just talk?
See, the thing is, I feel like with guys, is that we talk, but we don't get into details.
But you don't talk about, like, life stuff. You just talk about, like,
For example, I saw them today, and today's the first time I told them that we're having a boy. You know?
But they probably saw it on social media.
That's the thing, though. My friends are different because they don't really have social media. They deleted their Facebook. They don't really have Facebook anymore and things like that. So, I mean,
they don't have Instagram?
Nope. Come on. They do not have Instagram.
I don't know. Patrick does.
Patrick does. So, Patrick knew all that. But I hung out with, like, the main three.
That live around here.
Yeah, so I should say that. So basically, the way it devolves, I feel like, is that you have all these friends in high school, and then when you get out of high school, you all go either go to different colleges, don't go to college, or whatever. And then And so,
he farted.
Shocking. Shocking development in Ryan's story. Anyway, and then you like lose your friends. And yeah. So it's.
Some of them.
That's what I'm saying. And I've fallen down into about three. Where you've fallen down into like how many friends?
You were friends with them in high school.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So like.
Is that you lose a lot of your friends after high school. It's a hard thing.
Yeah. That I mean, I did
but
too.
But it's good to keep a
few. But like, it's. There's some that you still like hang out with and talk to regularly. But then there's others that like you may not see for like years. Like since high school. And then you see them and you can talk to them. And it's still like normal. It's not like, oh, we're going to hang out. But it's like. Oh, like, how have you been? And, like, you catch up and stuff. It's not like we would walk by each other and not even say hi.
Well, and see, the difference is like, even with Patrick, who, my friend Patrick, who lives in Arizona, he, every time we talk, we could go without talking for months. And then he'll text me and then we'll just pick it right up.
Yeah.
And we've said that to each other before, how we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Where that's kind of how your relationships have to be.
And I have friends from college that are like that, too. Like, that I was, like, super close with in college, but now, like, I never see them because I don't live near them. But, like, if one of them texts me or I text them, then, like, it's, like, normal. It's not, like, awkward, like, right. I don't know this person. But, yeah. No, I have some friends that I've been friends with since, like, elementary school. Like, Allison Grassi, she's been my friend since elementary school.
Wow.
Yeah, and, like, Kylie and Tori and Steph. And
see, and that's the weird thing.
Britt and, like... Brent more so like ninth grade because she went to private school, but everyone else I knew in like middle school.
So that, but for me, it's like there was a guy named Jeremiah that I was really good friends with when I lived in this house. So when I was about second grade to fifth grade, and he moved away, and when I was in like the fourth or fifth grade, something like that, and I would still go over to his house, I'd still spend time with him and hang out with him and stuff, but. We tried to reconnect over Facebook recently.
Oh, really?
Not recently, but it was maybe a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Or it might have been 2 years ago. Anyway, pretty recent in the grand scheme of things. And it's like you can't. It's like it's so hard to reconnect with somebody because you stayed friends with your friends through high school and stuff. Like Britt and all that. You knew them in elementary school, you're saying.
Britt? No.
Or Allison Grassi, you were still friends
with. That's the only one I knew from elementary school.
Oh, okay. Well, still. Like, you didn't have a time where you guys stopped being friends, right?
I mean, like, we didn't talk as much in college. We still talked, like, maybe, like, a couple times a year, but it wasn't, right. Like, we would talk on a regular basis. I don't text any of my friends on a regular basis. Like I mean, like, Kylie and I will talk maybe, like, once or twice a week. Britt, right. I text Britt a lot. But
yeah, that's true.
Just because, like, Kylie, like, she's not a big texter. So, like...
Right.
I mean, like, I know nothing's wrong and we'll text if there's something to talk about, but it's not like we just have a constant conversation or something. I feel like different people are different that way. Like, my friend Tori, she'd rather, like, call than text. So, like, she called me the other day or whatever. So, like,
yeah,
that kind of thing. But I also keep up with friends on social media, like through Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook. I don't really post a ton on Facebook. It's more so for like pictures and like I like groups on Facebook. Like I can
be in
different
groups.
Keeping
up with family too.
Yeah, and family.
Really
but like Instagram and Snapchat, I'll like use with my friends more so. But Ryan, you don't use social media so much, right?
Not really. I'll like look at stuff on Facebook. I don't really ever post.
Yeah.
I'll look at things on Instagram. I don't really ever post. Like, I feel like that's a normal
thing. You deleted
thing.
Your Snapchat.
Yeah, a long time ago. It's stupid. Snapchat is dumb.
It's like
stupid.
Yeah, like, I'm leaning towards using more, like, Instagram stories than Snapchat. I'll probably delete my Snapchat, too. I don't use it
It doesn't
often.
Make any sense.
Well,
it's like,
I mean, it's cool to
it
see Snapshots
cool.
of people, like their lives or whatever. But then, like, okay, this is, like, a pet peeve of mine. And all my friends do it. And, like... I still like them. They're still my friends. But like...
Here we go.
When you go to a concert, you do not need to Snapchat the entire concert.
Oh, that drives me insane.
No one wants to watch it from their phone. No, the quality is horrible.
Well, that's
and
the
then
same
you have
thing.
To snap. You have to click through like 40 Snapchats of this stupid concert. Like...
Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. Like all my friends do it. Like I love all of you guys.
Like,
but
like, I don't want to see a mumble rapper. Just
oh,
concert.
I don't even wait to see who it is. Even if it was someone, even if it was like a musician I liked, like the quality of Snap videos of concerts is
that
horrible. See, and no one has time to watch them. No one wants to watch them. Right. Put your phone down. Enjoy the concert.
See, my big pet peeve with that is fireworks. People video fireworks, yeah. Take pictures of fireworks.
It's like you could watch a firework on a computer.
When are you going to watch that?
Well, the picture, like if you're in the picture with the firework, no, like people maybe.
People just take pictures of fireworks but if it's just blowing a firework, up in the sky.
Yeah, my mom does that.
It makes no sense to me.
When, are you awake?
When you're at a party, when are you going to go to somebody and be like, oh, look at this video I took of this firework on 4th of July. Yeah. No, don't like, waste the time and the yeah. effort.
Like, I get if I it's like a background it. Of like a picture.
It's but
like,
crazy.
If it's just like literally a picture of a firework, it's like.
Okay, yeah, I'm skipping that. I don't care. Yeah. So. Next.
So Maggie's awake.
Yeah, she's going crazy all over everything. But anyway, so it's definitely different when you're growing up. And it's a tough pill to swallow, I think. At least it is for me. Just that you're losing friends. Just
and
because
I think,
you don't connect.
Well, and what we were also going to talk about, kind of what we talked about in the beginning with the meme, like, it's so much harder to have a social life now because everyone's work schedule is different. Everyone lives in different spots.
Right.
People have moved. Like, if you want to hang out with one person, it's a little bit easier to coordinate. But if you try to add 2, 3, 4, a large group,
gosh.
Like, nope, never yeah. happening.
Like I was saying
today,
with that podcast,
I was supposed
so
to have,
to
like,
together.
Today I was supposed to have, like, 5 friends come over and, like,
one.
They one came like they all had a whole bunch of things to do or they were like really tired or like Kylie hungover.
Yeah, Kylie.
If you're listening to this, Kylie, I still love you. You felt really bad, I know. So, but like so many things come up. So like it's like you try and like it's just like hard and like, you can't even get mad. Like I'm not mad. I don't care. It's just like
you can't get mad. I mean, it shit happens, man.
Life is so crazy when you're older because you have so much more stuff that are like obligations, and everyone mm-hmm. has them at different times.
Right.
So it's like hard to have a social life.
It's so hard to have a social life. Well, and like I was saying before, it's like you lose touch with people, and you try and get back in touch with them, and it's just not the same.
And I think that's everybody's because people have apart. Different priorities.
Right. And I've noticed me. I've gotten so bad at texting. Like, Patrick, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, dude. I feel terrible about it all the time when you'll text me and then I'll go to work and I'll completely forget about it and then I just forget to text people back. And
I don't have that problem.
I do it all the time. All the time.
If someone texts me, I answer pretty much right away. Or if I don't,
well, see,
I'll leave it up.
Well,
so
I don't
if
do
I
that.
Open
see,
my
I don't
phone,
leave it up.
It's up.
See, my problem is that I wake up at 5:40 in the morning. I'm not going to text somebody at 5:40 in the morning. Make
I do.
Their phone go nuts. And then be like,
I do that.
Oh, why didn't you answer me back, bro? You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. But that's what I've kind of realized is that I've gotten worse at texting. It's not that I care less. It's just that I suck at it.
Yeah.
I'm getting old. I'm turning into a dad.
Well, I was just saying, like, people have different priorities. Because I still have friends that like to, like, go out and go to the bar and like party and stuff.
No,
and like,
and you don't drink.
I am so not that kind of person. So like,
no, like we had that conversation in the car today. I was like,
yeah,
you're gonna drink wine when you're a mom. I guarantee
nah,
it. I really think you will.
So. Like, I don't care if people do that. Like, that's totally fine. I don't like look down on them at all. Like, all my friends do that. But like, that's
why
not,
would you look down on them?
I like
you can't.
Well, some people
I know,
do. Like, some people that don't drink like hate that other people drink.
What?
Like. Literally everyone in my life drinks. I do not care.
See,
like, that's totally
now,
fine.
Now, I think there are different levels to that.
I
because,
guess.
You know, some people just drink, and if you're a happy drunk, people don't look down on you. Like, I'm a happy drunk. Like, I'll drink a whiskey and a few beers, and I'll feel pretty good, but I'm happy. If people drink, then some people will drink whiskey and a few beers and get mean or get really depressing or something like that, and then people, I think, look down on you.
I guess.
You know, I think it's just,
but
there's levels to that.
What I was just saying is, like, that's, like, some people's priority, like, oh, it's a Friday night, I want to go out to the bar. But,
right.
like, that's not my priority. So, like, then, like, it's harder to hang out because your social life is different than, like,
well, see,
their social life.
The thing that's crazy to me, and some people do this and it's whatever, but it's just, like, to me, it's, like, the people that are our age and have kids, like, babies, and then you see, like...
None of my friends have kids.
I know that, but like, there's a couple
people
I know from high school that do.
Okay.
And then, like, you'll see pictures like going out to the club tonight, and I'm like, you have a baby at home.
Well, my friend Marvy has a baby, but she lives in Alaska, so
yeah,
like,
see.
And then like, there's girls from high school that like I graduated with that like I mean, I'm not close with, but like they're cool and they have kids, but they don't go out like that. I don't think.
See, it's great. I don't think it's like common. I think like I see it every now and then, like a few people.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, why are you going out to the club? Like, change your priorities. Your priorities have to change when you have a kid, you know?
Yeah.
To me, they do.
Yeah.
But, so.
So like social life, basically.
Priorities change.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone knows like growing up, your social life could look one way and now it looks completely different.
You could
have a lot of friends. You could be super popular and now you have no friends. Or you could have zero friends and now you have a ton.
I think a lot of people get
social life from like their jobs too. And like all of the people I work with are like at least 20 years older than me. I am the youngest person at my job. There's only 5 other people. It's a very small preschool. Right. And they're all older and they all have like kids in like elementary and middle school, or like one of them's a grandmother, and like then there's me. So like,
so, yeah, it's hard to connect.
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I get along with them really well, and they're super nice. But it's not like, yeah, it's not like I'm gonna like go hang out with them, you know?
Yeah, so
it's,
exactly.
So like a lot of our friends, I feel like, have friends from work or from like grad school or that kind of thing.
That's true.
And I don't. Because right. I don't do these things.
And let me
things.
See. I can count on one hand the amount of people that are my age at my work.
And you're friends with them.
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah.
It wouldn't. It's not like you would hang out with them.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe
I'd go out and have a drink with them or something.
Yeah.
You know, if they wanted to, but I would never. They're work friends.
Yeah.
That's the difference, too. In high school, everyone was your friend. They were just your friend. Now you have work friends, home friends.
Family friends.
Online friends, whatever. If you're me, you know.
Family friends.
You have so many different friends, different like groups, and it's like the groups never go away, but you lose people. It's weird. It's a weird concept.
They just change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird concept. But social life is weird.
Yeah, this episode is kind of just like all over the place because like social life is all over the place. But.
Yeah, social life is definitely all over the place. But I mean, it's
just. But if you have any experiences or anything you want to share, or like, I think making friends as an adult is like kind of hard because unless you like have coworkers or like are in like, I don't know, volunteer or like that kind of thing. Like it's like harder to find people. So I know there's like apps for it, but that's kind of, I don't know. You have experience with that, but I don't even think I would, I have friends. I just don't have time to hang out with them. So like, I don't think I
it's
would
crazy.
Want more.
It's exactly right. Yeah. It's like I can get friends, but when am I going to find the time
and
to go and do something with them?
Yeah.
So. You know, I mean, I'm sure you can make time. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like, for me, I meet people through PlayStation, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I have a friend over in Australia now, and I have a friend over in England now, just through PlayStation.
Yeah.
And things like that, which I think is great, but unless you have a common interest like that, it's so hard to find people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you kind of have to go out of your way to do it.
Yeah.
And nobody really wants to do that. Nobody wants to go out of the way to do that kind of stuff. We have all our other shit we got to worry about, you know? So, anyway. All right.
So that's our episode on social life.
That's the meat.
So upcoming next week, we have... So my parents own a restaurant in the town I grew up in. And it's like their Christmas party tomorrow night. And my dad would love if Ryan and I went. Mm-hmm. So we're going to that tomorrow night. We don't really feel like going, but...
No.
It'll be fine.
We'll make an appearance.
And so that's tomorrow night. And then Tuesday night, we have a doctor's appointment for the baby. Just like a checkup.
Nothing special. I think it's going to take like 5 minutes probably.
Yeah. And then right after that, I have like a staff Christmas dinner with my work. So we did like Secret Santa.
Whoa. I'm on my own for dinner?
You are.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll probably make a sandwich or something. Or mozzarella sticks like I normally do.
So that's on Tuesday night. I'm not sure where we're going yet, but it should be good.
Should be a nice dinner, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then Thursday...
is that when you're doing your Secret Santa stuff?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. It's like a Christmas Secret Santa dinner thing.
Cool.
And then Thursday, I have a friend coming over. We went to the same high school, but we weren't, like, super close in high school.
Yeah, this is actually a good time to talk about something like that.
Yeah, we've gotten, like, closer. She goes to the gym. I used to go to the same gym. I don't work out much anymore.
No.
But We've stayed like to get like in contact over like social media, and she's like super cool. And so she's coming over Thursday, and then I have another friend coming over on Friday. My friend Steph, who Ryan loves as well.
She's one of my drinking buddies.
One of your drinking buddies. Yeah, so we saw her this Saturday at my friend's house, but she's coming over to hang out Friday night, which will be fun.
Yep. That should be good.
Yeah, so and then it's Christmas, basically.
I can't believe it's Christmas already.
Literally so soon, like in a week almost.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I can't. I feel like New Year's Eve last year just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a blinking eye. And they say it gets faster, which is crazy to me.
So do you want to talk about what we're doing next week on the podcast?
Well, next week actually is actually a pretty interesting one because I feel like there's a lot of people, at least around where we live, that's probably going to agree with us on most of it, I think. But it's about education and our perspective on education, maybe some things that we think education needs to do better, and the crazy things about education, like college tuition and crazy stuff like that, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot so of that'll interesting, be in our next episode.
A lot of interesting stuff we can get into.
Yeah.
That'll be our next
episode. So that'll be next episode. So, as always, follow our Instagram.
Yep.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Right.
If you haven't checked out our blog yet, we have a blog.
I know. I got to get on that. I need to start writing some
Yeah, blogs. All of them say written by Lydia because Ryan hasn't written any yet. I keep asking him to write them.
See, the thing is, I'm probably only going to write about like reviews of video games.
Okay, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. If you're not interested in that kind of thing, you can just skip over my stuff because that's probably what mine's going to be about.
Like, because I just feel like silly right now because I'm the only one writing them, but he's going to be writing them.
I'll get into it. It's tough. Yeah. It's just life's busy.
So, yep. So, all of those things, as always, like, comment, message us. We'd love to hear from you. We can't see who's listening, and we also can't see if you've listened to the end, so.
That's Lydia's big thing. Lydia just wants to see.
Well, because it says, like, 7 views or 7 listens, like, for last week, but then it's like, but did they listen to a minute or did they listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, so we don't know if we're doing good or bad.
Yeah.
So give us a heads
up. If we're doing bad, we'd like to know.
We need to know.
So we can fix it.
We need to know. And we also need to figure out how we can look at, like, if people are listening on Apple. That's a whole, we can talk about that off mic, but.
All right.
Yeah, so that's next week. Next week, education perspectives. If you're interested in that, if you have any perspectives on education, send us a comment, message, Instagram message, Facebook message, whatever. Let us know your perspectives, and then we can bring it up in the podcast and say, hey, we agree with this. Hey, we don't agree with this.
And we hope you have a good week.
And have a great week.
Bye.
Love you guys. See ya.
Love you.
All that.
That's it.